The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Literally, my podcast.
Oh, shit, baby boys. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. We ain't fucking around. It's hump day. That's right. That's right. Hopefully we're making you guys nice and horny. I want everyone from now on, when the Real Ass Podcast starts, I want to know that people are pleasuring themselves sexually. I want to know it. Send all your evidence of that to Christina Hutchinson directly. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she has got what's your website, Christina?
ChristinaHutchinson.com. You can DM me right from there. Yeah, show me your dick. Show me your phone.
ChristinaHutchinson.gov.
ChristinaHutchinson@AOL.com.
Great show plan today. Obviously, we don't fuck around. This has simply become the best podcast in the world.
It's a fun podcast. Every time I've done it, it's been fun.
It's a fun time.
I'm not a professional. I talked without you introducing me. Sorry.
Listen to me. It doesn't matter. It's okay. There's no rules here. That's the beautiful thing about the Real Ass Podcast is we take the rule book, we throw it out the window. Okay? We light the pages on fire individually, and then we let them fucking just fucking disintegrate into the air, into the night sky.
Like a fairy.
Like American Beauty.
It's fucking beautiful.
Like a goth
dude.
Fairy.
It's beautiful. I don't know what happened on the screen, but it's okay. It wouldn't be the Real Ass Podcast if there wasn't technical difficulties.
It's the thing that happens every time somebody turns on the TV while we're in here.
Ah, is that what happens?
Yeah.
See, Zach, I'll never question it again. That's why I need you, Zach. By the way, Zach, you have the same haircut as my aunt. My Aunt Anne-Marie has
your aunt's
the same,
a big old lesbian?
Yeah, she's nice. Got, well, the old ladies, they get a short-haired perm.
Yeah, they get the perm they can get on Saturday that then they try and get to last through the week.
They don't have a lot of options. It's different shades of Howie Mandel.
The perm never reaches the roots.
Yeah, that you have aunt hair, but that's okay. I like it.
Me and Aunt Anne-Marie fell asleep together the other day watching the news.
Aunt Anne-Marie loves you, and you love Aunt Anne-Marie. That is a fact. Okay.
Is that your wife? Really,
what? No, it's his great aunt.
Oh.
My 83-year-old great aunt.
We fell asleep together watching the news at Lewis's house the other day.
Wow. And then have romantic encounters left and right, man.
Then he left, and then she was like, I like that, Zach. He's a nice boy. I was like, thanks, Aunt.
Because I didn't say a word. I sat down next to her. We both fell asleep, yeah. And then I left for a gig.
That's the way.
Like a dog.
Yeah, that's sweet.
If we would all just act that way with women, that's the perfect man.
Yeah,
right?
just fall asleep.
Just fall asleep.
Just fucking just let her pick whatever's on TV and just enjoy your day.
Yeah, I fell asleep at your house. I woke up. James was running around with his shirt off. I'm like, ugh, this dream again.
This dream again.
He's jumping up and down on the trampoline with candy.
It's like the man show. That's great.
Look, two guests, as always, very excited to have on the show. You guys might know him from his brand new podcast called Wrestle Roasts. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan St. Germain returns.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The Real Ass
Podcast.
Appreciate
Zach did it. He killed it.
Hell yeah, dude.
Really fun.
Who'd you roast?
The Fiend.
The Fiend. My
Bray
mom?
Wyatt.
I don't know who that is.
Bray Wyatt. Bray the guy Wyatt. With the scary like, man. The guy like, that James is scared of.
He dresses like a juggalo.
Oh, yeah, no. I know. I know Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Sweet, dude. All right. Awesome. Go check it out.
Job.
Go check it out. Listen, guys, go check out other podcasts. Why not? Why not? I don't know why I'm getting like self-conscious right now, and I'm getting like a little bit jealous. I'm like, all right, Zach, you did that show.
There's no way that anyone who listens to our podcast doesn't also listen to your show right now. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah,
like,
dude.
It's the same demo, dude.
Lawrence is on it as well, right?
It's Lawrence, Robert Karpolis, and Scott. So it's like
sweet.
The very, Venn diagrams are on top of one another.
Very, very funny lineup there. That's awesome. Check them out. And also, you guys know her as my former arch nemesis. And now very good friend. Now, now close friend, ladies and confidant. Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from the Guys We Fucked podcast. Also her solo podcast, The Voices in Our Heads. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Christina Hutchinson is here. What's up, girl?
Happy to be here.
I see that you dressed down a little bit this time.
I did,
this is because my audience is a little bit creepy.
No, your audience is cool.
They're okay, but they're like...
There was a guy that came up to me at the stand the other day that apologized for threatening to kill me and Corinne. And I
think
like,
you know who it was.
Scared the fucking shit out of me.
Apologized for threatening to kill us.
And
I'm sorry about that.
I originally thought it was the guy that tried to threaten to behead Corinne, but it was not that guy.
I watched this happen.
I was stoned.
I watched it happen.
Okay.
I was sitting across the room hoping he didn't come talk to me. And then I watched him. Who do you think?
Monotone, and just went, I just want you to know I'm really sorry.
Random, hold on. Random doesn't count as one of my fans. Random is a psychotic comedian
you give a platform.
Yeah, I sometimes platform him because he's a warrior in the night.
Well, gave him the confidence to.
He's a warrior in the night. Look, listen to me.
He's something in the night.
I was across the club and I just watched your body language.
We were all watching your body language.
You looked
that
like
night.
You were going to jump in the pizza oven. It was.
I would have
beautiful.
Gladly.
And then you like gave the shoulder, the this is the end of the conversation turn, and it did not register.
I was so stoned, and in the middle of him talking, I go, guys, can someone help me? Can someone get him away? And no one heard me because I wasn't really talking right.
But at least he apologized. That was nice.
It is progress.
Well, see, the thing is, I didn't realize he threatened to kill us until he told us. I was like,
sometimes you forget these things.
Wait, I'm mad at you now. Fuck you.
Sometimes that happens. Well, no, people tell me all the time, it's like, dude, you know what? You remember that fucking, that person who created a whole website where I just posted pictures of fucking, you know, animals fucking your son? I was like, what? Yeah, dude, we're really sorry. That actually happened. It was a guy who created the guy who was in control of the Louis J. Gomez Reddit page.
Oh, my God.
He was like, dude, I'm sorry. And it it wasn't real pictures. Oh, okay. I think you could Photoshop pictures of anything you want.
Photoshop, is that not... That's not
how good was the Photoshop?
Not great, but you know, regardless, I use my imagination. I can connect the dots. But it was the whole Photoshop was like just photo, like different like bald Hispanic men, like being, like having shit smeared on their face and just fucked up shit. And eventually, like a year later, he DM'd me and he was like, dude, like I become like a massive fan. I feel like bad because I hated you at first. He was like, but I just wanted to give you control of your
Wow, what a 180.
I'm going to still keep doing the website.
Yeah. I like it. Hey, man, shout out to Random. That's a story of fucking retribution. This is a beautiful story.
That's how you... It was weird.
Was it?
It was weird to have this little guy come up to me and just stare at me 5 inches from my face and go, I'm really sorry for all the pain I've got. I thought he was going to kill me.
Yeah.
And then I found,
And you found out that
I'm a scared gal. Every time I'm at any of your people around, there's either a fake gunshot that I thought was real or
listen to me. This is the fucking...
You're thickening my skin, Lewis. Thanks.
It's Avengers fucking endgame right now, okay? And we're on the same side. Mark Random...
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah, man.
Mark Random is still on our side. The line has been drawn in the fucking sand. Okay. And guess what? Mark, he's just a fucking, you know...
I don't know the guy.
He's one of the darker Avengers.
Okay.
You know?
He's Bucky Barnes.
Yes. That's all he is. Okay. But we're all on the fucking.
They're called Wakandans.
Doggy, I'm actually proud of Random. That story made me proud of him.
Really?
Good job, Random.
Okay.
He's listening. Listen, you just bought him in your life for another 2 years by mentioning him. You're fucking retarded. Why would you do that?
All of a sudden, like his head pops through the chimney, slowly comes back up.
Yeah. So, look, we have a great show planned. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Live shows are back in full effect, motherfuckers. So, hopefully, you guys are coming out and supporting. But Dan St. Germain, what else you got to plug?
I'm just doing shows in New York, and I'm in Iowa at the end of the month. But Wrestle Rose Podcast.
Hell yeah. Christina Hutch.
Kansas City Improv, May 14th and 15th with Corinne Fisher.
Sick. Sick. Zach Amico.
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Bye, guys, with Ian Finance Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, all here on the Gas Digital Network. And I will be in Connecticut with you coming up, as well as Austin for a full week with you guys end of May.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up, actually. Those live shows are fucking pumping out. Go to lewisofskanks.com if you guys want to grab tickets and see any tour dates that are coming up. I got to gonna update because a couple of these dates aren't up here just yet. Either way, May 19th, Wednesday, May 19th, it's going to be Luis J. Gomez presents The Depraved at Stress Factory. It's me and a bunch of my friends doing fucked up jokes. This lineup, we got Dave Smith, we got Ari Shaffir, Colm Turrell, and a bunch more. I don't have it in front of me right now, but grab your tickets right now. We expect these shows to sell out. Going to be a lot of fucking fun. A lot of fun if you're in the New Brunswick area. Then Friday, May 21st, myself headlining with Zach Amico and Colm Turrell, the former Carter Hill in Marlborough, Connecticut. Then the last week of May, we will be in Austin, Texas. Thursday night, the 27th, will be a live Legion of Skanks from the Creek and Cave. Friday and Saturday, Big J. Ogerson's taping a new Crowdworks album. We'll all be there for that. And then Sunday night, a showcase with myself, Zach, and a bunch more comedians as well. So make sure you guys look out for that. And Austin's bumping now, so there's a bunch of comics there. I'm assuming the lineup will be fucking fire. So make sure you guys check out the new Creek and Cave. Vegas coming up June 4th and 5th. San Diego, South Jersey, Uncle Vinny's, I'll be there. Coming up in July as well. So lots of dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. If you guys love this show, you can support directly by going to gasdigitalnetwork.com using the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial for the premium service. Premium service gets you instant access to the complete on-demand library for every show that we've ever done. Nearly 20,000 hours of streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else. Holy shit. It's the best fucking $8 a month you're going to spend in your entire life. Use that promo code RAP. We get credit for it. Grab our merch at podcastmerch.com. Sign up for my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. That's it. That's it. I'm out of here. As soon as I make my millions in crypto, it's over.
Doge just went up again, right?
I don't know, dude. I don't fuck with Doge. I'm not a fucking simpleton.
Dogecoin.
Sorry, bro.
Got NFT?
NFT, NFS.
What's NFS? God damn it. Damn it.
What is NFS? I'm
sorry. It's a new thing.
NFT is just, so you, it's like it's art, a photo, right? It's just a photo you trademark?
That you can screenshot and comp. I mean,
I don't know what any of this shit is, doggy. Either. I'm just kidding. I'm giving a bunch of my money to my friend.
I'm like,
do it for
friend.
Me, dude. And he's like, no, I got it. And I have a feeling this is just going to be, the money's going to be gone in a week. And I'm like, what is going on? What happened here? This isn't going to be a good, this is a terrible idea.
Did you do Bitcoin when it came out?
No. I didn't do anything.
I made 10 G's
off of it. All the stuff that's
it.
Actually Ooh. Smart to buy makes you sound like a supervillain. It's like water is a really good stock to buy. Which is just like, that's the most dystopian thing to do.
I own 10 Ethereum coins. Ethereum. I don't know shit about it. But there's a dog in here. I completely forgot about that. I thought a rat was at my feet.
Thank
and
you.
And I nearly stomped it to death.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
What would you have done
been,
if I would have killed
would
your
have
dog?
I would have hired Mark to kill you.
Mark Random?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, dude? Mark Random loves me. He would never kill me.
Well, for the right price.
That's actually true. I think everyone's got a price. Zach, what's your price to kill me?
I can't, man.
To kill
really?
Me.
I love your family.
No dollar
you love my Aunt Amory?
Yeah, I can't do that, man.
And Baby B?
Yeah, everybody's cool.
Little Baby B, she's a little bitch. My niece is a fucking...
Oh, your niece is a bitch?
Oh, she's such
Why?
A bitch.
Why? How old is she?
She's five.
Oh, five-year-old bitch, huh?
She's a fucking...
They happen.
She's a real twat bag.
What does she do?
Takes after her mother.
Yeah, a real twat bag.
She'll hear this. She'll hear this at one point.
Yeah.
And I want her to know... All throughout these years, when she was 5 years old, she was a real twat and a half.
What's she doing?
That sounds like a great kids movie, by the way.
Twat and a half. Starring Burt Reynolds.
I'm this many.
Yeah, dude. No, she's just whatever it is. She's just, I don't know if it's her fault, if it's her mom's fault. She's just like, she wants it to be her way. It doesn't matter. She'll have a full-fledged meltdown. If it's not
is
her
this
way.
Recent development, like recent
no,
behavior?
No, it's just sort of who she is.
Oh,
My son is just goddamn perfect. What do you want me to say?
A nice
my son,
kid. He's
the
kid.
Sweetest little boy you'll ever meet. He just, you know, there's nothing. There's nothing that I, you know, he's
Has
just,
he ever freaked out like that? Like had a temper tantrum?
He's never had a temper tantrum. Not once ever in his entire life.
Wow.
He's never once had a temper tantrum?
No.
As a kid.
Not like a public temper tantrum, like in a store where he freaks out.
Oh,
he
that's
wants
really
something.
Good.
No.
Wow.
Never.
That's great.
Yeah, he's fucking great.
Is it nature or nurture?
I don't know. I think it must be a little bit of both. It has to be, right?
Like I would think, yeah.
Because my sister just gives her way anytime.
If that behavior's rewarded, you're going to keep doing it. Yeah. If the kid knows they got you wrapped around their finger, they're going to scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Zach's trying to think of a kid being wrapped around your finger joke. Just give him a second. I know what's going on in Zach's head right there. All the components were on the table.
Let him put his pants on first.
All the components were on the table. He's had to put all the pieces together to create the joke. I was just giving him a second. Yeah, so whatever. We'll see what's going on. Six Legs season is coming back up again, Shannon. What date are we doing the trip with the crew?
So I did a loose temperature check in our Slack channel to see who was interested, and only three people got back to me. But yeah, I think I just need to find out when you're in town for sure. I know more people are interested. They're just bad at getting back to people.
When's going to my birthday party?
Our team is on this. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to take anyone to Six Flags.
Why?
I feel like more of them are interested. They just don't respond.
And this year, listen to me, we will be doing the fast passes for everybody. There won't be any confusion this time. So...
probably in June. We'll just find out when you're in town.
Let's see what's going on, Shannon. We got a lot of shit going on. It's gonna be fucking wild. Still haven't bought my barbecue. Still haven't done any of this shit. I gotta fucking make it happen.
Oh yeah, you got a big house.
That's not big. It's an okay size house.
It's like four bedroom, like a
yeah. It is.
Where's your house?
In Jersey, Bergen County.
Congrats.
I'm gonna have
I grew up in Rutherford.
I don't want to give my
hometown. No, that's right. That's smart.
To these fucking
What's your address? Come on, yeah. Pussy.
What's your address? Back door? Front door?
Somebody just literally apologized to Christina for threatening to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. Nobody's getting
Oh, you don't
want to
give your address out now?
No.
Okay.
We'll give out your address. But
it's so harmless, huh?
You're going to have your address in a city. They got to get to your building and then figure out which unit you're in. That's a whole to-do. You get to my house, you are a fucking wall away from me and my family.
It's the house surrounded by white families going,
neighborhood was great until this guy moved in.
I'm telling you, dog.
Yeah, no matter what, whenever the cops are called, they just go to Lewis's house, no matter what's happened.
Well, I ended up having fans put in my dishwasher and do some electrical work in my garage.
Oh, it's nice to be a guy.
And then I just felt uncomfortable about it afterwards. I was like, I don't like the fact that these guys just have my fucking address.
Yeah, man, that's the beginning of like a Dateline.
Yeah, the one guy, he joined my Warzone party one day. He was like, what's up, dude? And I was like, what's going on? He was like, first of all, people just do that. Like, I don't know how to like block it automatically. So people just join your Warzone party.
Wait, what's
Warzone
that, a game?
It's a video game on Xbox. So then they're like, hey, what's up, dude? And I'm like, all right, fucking, I don't even, who are you? Right. Why are you listening to my life right now? Get the fuck out of my Warzone party. And then he's like, bro, I was in your house the other day. I helped install your dishwasher. And then I blocked him. And I was like, you feel way too fucking comfortable. And you know me now. Now you know where I live.
Now the block is personal.
I don't like it. I did not like it at all. I was like, yeah, dude. And I kind of flipped out on him. I was like, dude, just because you fucking came into my house and did a fucking job. And he didn't even give me a discount. I looked into it afterwards.
Oh, you paid him?
Yes, I paid him.
Oh, I thought it was some fan doing shit for free.
I thought he was going to get me. I was going to say 50%. Donkey, I got a cheaper quote from somebody that wasn't a fan.
Oh, that sucks.
He thinks you can spend the money. That's why.
Yeah, that big ass house.
I do need some more fans to come over and help out with some things, though.
Why are you hiring fans? You still want to hire fans?
I keep
huh?
it in the family.
Damn.
Keep it in the family.
Who's the scariest fan you guys have?
That's a great question.
Scariest fan.
The guy that killed his mother.
Oh yeah. There is him, yeah.
Where does this motherfucker live? What does mom do?
Every once in a while, I'll be around Lewis and I'll see somebody, and I can tell, like, Lewis is very comfortable with most people, but like every once in a while, there'll be a Legion of Skanks fan, and I'll see like another side
that
of Lewis,
gonna,
a very protective.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like most of the fans are fucking awesome. What they do
Selena.
A lot to me though is they do my voice to me, which is it starts to be annoying.
What?
I'll be like, hey, and they're like, hey, and I'm like,
oh.
Get away from me. He's like, get away from me. We're just like yelling at each other.
Got it.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
A lot of backpacks.
Yeah, it's like when you see two moose in the forest just knocking heads into each other, just trying to push the other one back. That's what happens very often after comedy shows to me. This happened in Cleveland. Dude, I was surrounded in a circle of people just doing my voice around me at one point. I was like, what's happening right now?
Guy who killed his mom. Huh?
Realized dude of the week, yeah.
how do you what have what just nutshell it
he was me. A Legion of Skanks fan. He was crazy, heard
what?
Some voices in his head
okay
and
oh,
killed
God.
His mom, but is now out on like work release.
Oh good.
Yeah, I think he's in like a halfway house.
Oh, voices told him to do it.
Like a legitimate crazy person. When you hear somebody kill their mom and then they're out within a couple of years out of like a hospital, you're like, oh, they were actually crazy.
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't think he's doing the program. Like, I, you know, so yeah. I actually don't think he's the scariest. I almost feel like, number one, I'm not his mom. Number two, I'm not part of his, it's not like a psychotic episode.
I mean, I wouldn't also, have him do anything.
Also, he's a bitch, and he doesn't have the balls to kill me.
Oh, right. Yeah, there you go. That'll do it. Yeah, just invite people to your home and keep fucking...
Come on,
dog.
You find me, motherfucker. You want to go, bro? Let's go.
Come to your hometown and do a show dressed as your mom.
Your fans will either defend your life. Half of your fans will defend your life, and half of your fans want
to
kill you.
I'm dead ass. I'm going to... And that's the greatest idea ever. I'm going to show up at his house, dress up at his mom one night, and wake him up in his sleep. Even then, he doesn't have the balls to fucking... And I'm gonna give him a knife. I'm gonna give him a knife. He stabbed her, dude.
Ah, Jesus, that's no way to go.
If you're gonna kill your mom, you gotta kill your mom. You gotta kill your mom. They're gonna kill your mom in a horrible way.
Or yeah, you do gunshot then, right?
Yeah, quick and easy.
You got well. Yeah. Hold on. You don't. First of all, you are a liberal.
Cuck?
I'm a liberal cuck.
You're a liberal cuck.
I buy all my firearms at the liberal cuck depot.
Extra safety.
Dan St. Germain's a very, very nice guy, and I know that he looks like a woodsman, but he is very liberal. He's very New York. Very notorious.
I'm not dig up a tweet and ruin someone's life liberal.
No, you're not, but you're not a gunsy type of guy.
I'm not a gunsy type of guy, but I do like shoot. When we shot in Austin, that was really fun. We shot those shotguns.
Oh, you shot shotgun?
Yeah, with you. It was me, Michelle Wolf.
Yes, we did. Wow.
That was really fun.
That sounds fun.
Wow, it was so memorable for me.
Yeah, I know. What exactly. That was like the highlight of my life, man.
What, were you in a K-hole?
Well, that was the thing that was funny about it.
It's a game. Don't shoot Michelle Wolf when she talks. Every time you hear a twangy voice, you're like,
you and her, it's like the Godzilla and Kong of like weird bus guy noises. But like, we were there and we were like, hey, has anyone ever come here and just killed themselves? And the guy was like, no, that never happened.
Do that
and then
at
we
home.
Like, we Googled it and it happened like a week earlier.
Yeah, it happened like a month before.
The ghost of the guys.
The exact scenario we had just pitched this guy. It happened. Yeah, just blew his head off in one of the gun lanes or whatever.
Guns are a little bit scary, yeah. But if you're going to, all right.
I think I may buy one though. If I lived in Jersey or if I lived in upstate, I would probably.
What type
buy
of
one.
Gun would you kill your mom with? How would you do it?
Sound bite.
I mean, you just got to do it. It's just silence her, man. Make it as nice as possible, you know?
You want her to just.
Just that's it. Just a silencer.
Just one and done.
Yeah,
one in the head.
I mean, maybe maybe like a bunch of morphine or heroin too. That's always,
oh, that's fun. That's nice. That's kind of
like barbarian invasions.
I'd shoot her in both of her feet.
It takes 3 hours.
Yeah, no. I'd handcuff her to a fucking desk. And I would slowly torture her. I'd fucking finger the holes.
God, you're a terrible influence.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to do it, make it a memorable experience. Yeah. What about Christina? How would you do it? You're right in the head, right between the eyes? Shotgun? So she's not recognizable?
It's weird to talk about that. I'm not talking to my mom at the moment. We're a fight, so I don't...
This is the perfect time to talk about it.
I know. No, the guilt will eat me alive. But yeah, if I had to do it, I would do it very quick so it was the most pleasant as it could be. For everyone involved.
Yeah, who's going to pick like samurai sword for my mom?
Lewis. Jagged knife.
Butter knife.
That's rusty.
Oh, jeez.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Gun full of piranhas.
Yeah, I guess because she got to see you do it. She got to know you're doing it.
God, okay. These rules suck.
I guess pushing off a high thing.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're
your mother was a high thing.
Pushing a high thing off a high thing. That'd be fun.
How are you doing, Kev?
What about trying to snap her neck?
Oh my God.
I feel like I fuck it up so much. Like, get off me. Stop.
Please. This massage is terrible.
Perv.
It's like the hardest thing to do is to snap somebody's neck, right?
No. Yeah.
The hardest thing in the world?
Well, it just looks so easy in those fucking Schwarzenegger movies, but like in real life, I just never hear about it. I hear people getting tapped out, but I don't hear like somebody going like...
You're just fucking like walking up behind somebody and just...
Yeah, doing that thing, like the Stallone thing, Rambo thing.
I used to, all the time with my friends, To this day, I would do it right now. If like one of you guys wanted me to crack your neck like I'm a chiropractor.
Nope.
I would just go behind you. There's no technique. I've never thought about what the technique
I
is.
I would never lie. Who I would allow you to do that?
Take your head. This is what I do. People,
you've done that to people.
Dylan, come here. Let me do it to you right now.
Oh, my God.
Dylan, let me crack your neck.
We're going to witness. This is going to be a
and I'm
thing.
And I'm telling you, I don't. There's no technique involved. I don't know how to do it. I simply take your head and I twist it. I could kill you easily. I don't. I have no idea how. Like the amount of people that I've done this to.
Like, why?
I also don't.
You
I don't
really
know,
believe in yourself.
I don't know any better today than I knew when I was 11 doing this to my friends.
By the way, you know if you do this, you're gonna kill Dylan and right. then drag him around the studio and for then, 3 days like a mommy gorilla.
Oh,
he's fine.
And then like you're gonna make us not say shit.
Oh.
And then we're
oh
aiding and abetting.
Shakalaka! Nature's metal followed me.
That's
right. Wow. Wow.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. Fuck everyone in the world that isn't followed by Nature's metal. Fucking grill. Look at that, doggy.
First video I watched this morning was Nature's Gnarly, a buffalo headbutting a pit bull.
Oh, please.
Like, everything
please, let's see it. Buffalo headbutting.
Not as bad as you think.
Yeah.
Buffalo, but
the
nice
pit
way
bull
to wake up.
Stayed there?
Pit bull fucking squared up.
Wow.
It was the rapper from Miami.
Oh.
Yeah.
And me.
You're standing behind him.
I headbutted him.
Yeah, please pull that up. I would love to see it. And also, oh, let me give a shout out because I didn't plug this yet. We are like well underway and say nothing. Nobody here say nothing about anything, okay? But we are fucking straight up rolling, churning and burning, ready to fucking rock. Skankfest South is happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. I'll tell you right now, we just started booking the lineup, just started confirming performers. It's fucking wild. The lineup is the best lineup we've ever done. It's actually, it's good for you guys. That we had to rebook it.
Oh, good. I'm excited.
It's going to be
fucking... That was a long time coming.
It's going to be wild.
Skankfest is such a good time.
There's not a better time in the world. It's 3 days of just
Secret
partying.
Group, right?
Secret group. Yeah, we're the whole cool the whole venue. Parking lot, outdoor stage.
Nice. Yeah.
Carnival games. Like, it's going to be fucking wild, dude.
Carnival games.
Yeah. It's going to be... It's like half carnival themed, half...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy, dude.
Who did you guys get this year?
We
OJ?
We haven't announced anybody yet. Have not announced anybody yet.
You could get OJ.
Pre-sale tickets go on sale.
Martin Shkreli. Premiering his one-man hour.
The pre-sale tickets are going on sale July 4th, and then we'll be announcing lineups shortly after that. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're very, very excited, dude. We just started booking it, and already it's just looking incredible. The best lineup we've ever had by far. So yeah, shout out to Yo Kratom for sponsoring Skankfest as well. You guys go support Yo Kratom because of the fucking shit. Do you have that video, Shannon?
Back up! Back.
Ooh!
Richard!
Anybody who names their dog a human
yes!
name
is awesome and
is
funny.
Is a dickhead. Why?
A fun person.
What is your dog's name?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to fucking
stand by it.
I was
going to
make a whole.
Say what
I was
going to
make a whole speech about
say
what dickhead you are. Are you
yeah,
going
to?
Sure.
No,
name?
It's not hard. It's that your neighbors think you're really mean to whatever guy lives with you,
yeah.
Or really nice. I'm not mean to Kevin.
Yeah, it's a really unhealthy. It's either I love you, or
yeah.
get off that.
Yeah, yeah I was going to say it's an asshole thing for people to do.
I love it. It's great.
It's like when people name their kids annoying, like over the top names,
like helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that was Jason Lee's kid.
Stop.
I swear to God.
What the fuck?
I'm going to make sure I'm right on this.
Helicopter pilot
just
Lee.
Made you doubt yourself.
I mean, if that's just something you pulled out of your ass and you're wrong, you're like, oh no, I'm sorry. His name was Mark. Mark.
Oh, his name is Mark, and he died of cancer. Oh.
Inspector with a K.
Yeah. Pilot Inspector Lee.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, that was Kobe Bryant's kid. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Too far
and then the other kid's name is Sonny? Wow. That was a favorite.
Let's see. New York schools officially canceled Columbus Day and rebranded Italian Heritage Indigenous Peoples Day. I thought Indigenous people was the N-word for Indians. I really did.
No, that's
no,
the
that's
opposite.
Indigenous
it's
people
the one
is
they
the good one.
Yeah, it's the
I
good
know,
one.
I didn't know that though. All right, real quick, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Blue Chew. Blue Chew, you guys know of Blue Chew. We've had them on the show for a very long time. It is the only chewable sexual performance enhancement drug. It gives you a harder, thicker, stronger erection. I'll tell you right now, it legitimately works. I love my Blue Chew. My girlfriend loves my Blue Chew. It is quick. All you do is take the tablet about 20 minutes before you want to bang, and guess what? Boom. You got a nice, hard penis. It really does. If you want to go two or three times, guess what? You can go two or three times pretty fucking easily. The best part of all of this, Zach, okay?
Because
I know you're not as outgoing as me. You're a little bit of a shy boy.
Yeah, I'm reserved.
Okay, you don't even have to have a weird conversation with your doctor.
Really?
You do it all online. You go to BlueChew.com. You get your little questionnaire. You fill it out right there. They give you a prescription right on the internet, and then they send you your Blue Chew chewables in discreet packaging right to your home, so your neighbors are none the wiser. It is the best system I've ever seen in my entire life. It truly works. I really do love it. When you guys do go to BlueChew.com, we're going to actually give you a free trial. All you got to do is when you go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code RAP. You're going to get your first month absolutely free. You just got to pay $5 shipping. Once again, that is BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. You get a first month free. Okay, where were we?
Why'd you think it was the N-word?
Because doesn't indigenous sound racist as fuck?
No.
It will be in 30 years.
Yeah, it will.
There'll be enough people being
right,
like,
with the climate
these
now,
indingy motherfuckers.
They are dingy.
Trying to date our white women.
That's a very good way to describe them as dingy.
You could make, Dan, you could be responsible for making that word bad. Yeah.
Call them dingies. That's actually a fucking
there you go. That's start
a
the trend.
He's a real Australian. Hey, dingy.
Dingy. Hey, there's a dingy in my basement.
You call that a black guy.
And dingy ate my baby.
Yeah, so... I mean, look, it's fine. I'm officially done, by the way, trying to fight cancel culture. If you can't beat them, join
you
them.
You are.
I say, fuck it, let's cancel.
Let's cancel everybody.
Let's just go. What are we even doing anymore? It's so boring at this point to even fight it. It's like, sure. Do I really give a fuck about Columbus Day? If you care about Columbus Day, you are a retarded Italian, okay? You're a fucking dumb Dago moron. Yeah. Like, dude, it's my fucking holiday. Who fucking cares about Columbus Day?
That's why they added the Italian heritage to it, because Italians were pissed off about the name change.
Oh, the entire... Okay, so it's Italian Heritage Day / Indigenous Peoples Day.
But Italians are real racist.
I know.
Indigenous plus Chuck Zito.
It's like the indigenous people don't want to be grouped in with Italians, right? They're like racist.
I mean,
taking a step back.
Yeah.
Shannon, I know, some Italians can be pretty indigenous.
Shannon, you're Italian, right?
Yeah.
Or do you care about Columbus Day at all?
I don't care, but in Staten Island, they certainly care.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
No, it's just like overhearing conversations. Like, people hate anything that takes it away from them. So I think this would help. I think that's why this is specifically in New York, because the Italians are such a pain in the ass here.
They don't want to piss off New York Italians.
I'm not afraid of Italians either. The entire culture. It's sort of a fake tough guy culture. They don't
I've never been afraid of an Italian. Yeah.
Real Italians are just like dying of COVID, you know?
Real Italians are fucking...
They make a spaghetti.
Yeah, they really... First of all, I've never been to Italy. I want to go to Italy badly. Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Should you do Skankfest Italy?
Yes, I won't, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. Would you want with your chick?
No, this was when I was in college. So,
what's the number one thing to do in Italy? Tell me.
The Michelangelo's David is like truly awe-inspiring. Not to sound like a douchebag,
like a homosexual,
Like a cock douche.
You like honestly, just as cock. That's just really what I.
But yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was like you look at it and you're like, holy shit, this is like otherworldly. The Sistine Chapel is really weird.
The Michelangelo
really
David?
Weird.
Yeah,
why because is it weird?
It's all this money and like secret gold and Nazi gold and all this.
Oh.
And then outside it's like all these impoverished people like asking you for money. So
that is weird.
It's a real weird, that's a weird dynamic.
One. Why? What makes the David so impressive?
I can't even. I mean, it's just you see it and you're just like. You know,
turned on.
You turned on. You just start furiously masturbating.
Wow.
Yeah. No. It's. I don't know. I saw it. And I was. It's just one of those.
Is
things.
It huge?
It's big, but it's just so gorgeous that you're like, yeah. You get gay. You get being gay.
You get fucking gay. So his body is just righteous.
It's righteous. Great body.
It is a good body.
It's a Ryan Lochte body.
So good arms.
It really is a righteous. Arms. It is a righteous body. You never realize this as a kid because I never even looked at David's body until I was an adult like this. Right? I haven't really looked at it. His body
that's like an ideal body.
That is the perfect man right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Maybe a little bigger dick?
Yeah, a little bit bigger.
I think that dick is fine. Whatever.
It's fine.
He might be a grower.
That dick is a fucking fine penis
right there.
Got nice balls.
The balls are longer.
He's fully hard.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah, so I'm going to... Yeah. Hey, as long as he's good with his mouth, that's fine.
I mean, if you... It was by Leonardo? Da Vinci?
Michelangelo.
Same thing.
Same. One of the turtles.
It's one of those Italians.
It was.
Splinter.
He was a party dude. I mean, if you do this much detail on another man's body, you are just such a homosexual.
Look at that belly button.
Was Michelangelo at least bisexual? He had to be.
Good I don't nipples. Know anything about Michelangelo.
He's 100% gay, definitely.
Is he gay?
How do you know?
Definitely.
Why? What gives it away?
Let me see.
I would bet anything.
Let me go on Pornhub and see if fucking anyone.
Was Michelangelo gay? He must have been. Michelangelo was gay.
Oh, good for him.
Even very recently, this was a controversial statement in spite of copious visual and written evidence about his unconcealed sexual identity.
So there's all these old Italian ladies like, no, he's not gay. Every week, there's like a new picture of him.
Yeah. Sucking dick.
Nah. He's a copy gay.
He's open.
No indigenous people day.
Yeah, if you were talented and gay in ancient Italy, you were an artist. And if you were talentless and gay, you were a priest.
Hey.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was too much detail, and David's body was too... Who was the model David?
I don't know.
Just some... I bet he's a boy. I bet you we're looking at... I bet we're looking at a boy's penis.
That's not a boy. It looks like a boy's penis on a man's body.
I bet you that is an overdeveloped boy. That is a 15, 16-year-old virile young man.
The face looks older, 15. But... Yeah, that would be funny. Like we see the original, who is based on, it's like a 12-year-old boy with braces.
Yes.
Well, I was gonna like
surprise. You're a pedophile.
I don't even know when.
You see the baseball?
I don't know when Michelangelo existed. If I had to guess, it's sometime between 1000 and 1600, right?
Yeah, that's 600 years.
That's during that time. If you were gay, you were you were fucking boys without a doubt, unquestionably.
I don't know if we can just say that as a blanket statement.
Are you kidding me?
That's bold.
Look, I mean, like, I will say, like, without a doubt, like, Jerry Lewis, whatever, like, 16, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't until, like, 1960 where it was like, oh, 16 may be young, Like, but...
If you don't think Michelangelo was smashing boys, you are just fucking ignorant, dude. What do you want me to say here? It's a fact. Michelangelo was just inside of the buttholes of young boys regularly. I bet you just poor fucking peasant boys just...
Michelangelo, I sent him my son for an art lesson. He come home with the bloody butt again.
Honestly,
I mean,
like,
what are you doing to my boy Hyene?
For jobs of that time, it's got to be better than like making bread.
Getting pounded up the ass.
My first job was delivering newspapers. Mm. Do you know how much better a job would be feeding grapes to artists?
Getting
your butthole eaten. I probably like look.
Eaten. I'd say smashed. Probably.
I bet you could convince
with that little dick though.
I would convince him to just eat my ass and jerk off, because I'd give him no resistance on it.
That's quite.
If
some
you were a kid, what would
sweat.
Your price be?
What would my price be?
Yeah.
$70.
I remember when I saw Basketball Diaries, the scene where Leonardo DiCaprio was blowing the basketball coach in the bathroom. I remember thinking,
Bruno Kirby, right?
Thinking like that's
that
a viable source of income. I was like, I could do that.
I had a depressing thought recently where I was like, man, like even if I sold my body, there's no way I could make the money I would want to make off it, No way.
No. Christina, you're the only one here who could actually sell your body.
Yes, that's correct.
What's your price to a stranger? You don't get to know what he looks like.
You're going yachting.
No, I don't
care.
There's
no price in the world. Never have to think about anything again.
Nah. I got money.
You don't
got
enough money to never think about money again.
Correct, but I don't want to fuck a stranger.
I fantasize about that Leona Helmsley. Remember the heiress who had left all her money, her dog, or went to jail? I forget.
Oh, yeah.
I get all the
dog.
Rich old women
stuff
confused. But.
I think about blowing that dog.
It has nothing to do with money. I'm like, I don't want to blow that dog.
Who doesn't want to blow the richest dog in the world?
Kevin would love it if you blew him.
Yeah. I mean, just like Earth, like never have like fucking $30 million. She's got to just one time lay down with one fucking dude.
Nah.
That's my price.
$30,000 for me. $30,000?
Oh, you give me fucking.
I have to clear with my wife, but if I'm
right,
not
I was gonna say, would she let you?
If I'm not enjoying it, she'd be fine. Like if it was like a 90-year-old.
As long as you're getting raped, it's fine.
If I was a 90-year-old woman and she's like, all right, how much? She would be okay with it, I think. Like, if, you know, like, yeah, like if
I mean, tremors. You do realize it's not going to be a woman if the,
oh,
if we're
of course
getting paid.
Not. No,
it's
yeah,
be
no, a man.
It'd be like
a
Mr.
Man.
Potter from It's a Wonderful Life. It's going to be like that kind of stuff. Yeah, so she would. She'd be fine with it.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Shannon, what's your price to fuck a stranger? Any, you don't get to know anything about them, no details, just blindly.
So it could be like the grossest thing
ever.
I mean, I like that 30 million number. That sounds cool, but I'm sure there's a number slightly lower than that, but 30 million sounds pretty good. And they're basically having sex with a virgin.
Me too.
It's starting fresh. So, yeah, 30 million.
You think you're like a virgin?
Yeah, I haven't had sex in over three years.
All right, you win, but yeah.
It's like all
crazy. Are you just saying,
I'm a year and a half.
I was going to say, you're just saying you're really tight. I was like, this is the greatest conversation ever. Can you guys just talk about how tight you guys are with each other?
That's what all girls,
while
yeah,
we stand here and listen?
It's exactly what we fantasize it be.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm just feeling so tight today. It's like all this bras stuff.
That's the way we imagine every all-female hosted podcast is going to be. And then we turn around and be like, what is this horseshit? I thought they were going to be comparing tightness.
Comparing tightness. How do you even do that?
Talk about your first period and compare tightness.
I don't know.
First period.
Getting a gyno.
This is really taking some turns.
Yeah, tell us about your first period. Shannon, can you hit the sexy music?
I was in my dad's store, his toy store.
Hold on, this is
hot. It was called Toy Connection.
No, are you kidding?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. Virginia Beach, 11 years old.
Slow down. What?
Well, let the music go.
I was 11 years old, and I was in the back.
You were 11? This is creepy, but keep going.
I had double Ds by the time I was 11. I was in my dad's store called Toy Connection in Virginia Beach. They sold Star Wars memorabilia, dollhouse furniture, real hodgepodge of stuff.
It was a weekend or was it summer?
It was a Sunday. It was
Sunday.
On a weekend during the summer.
Store.
This is like Civil War music.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
did
I
you
had
help,
to ask
did
my
you
dad.
Help out? Did you help out uh-huh. there? Is that what happens? Like your little summer job?
Yeah.
Or your
well,
weekend job?
I didn't want to work there, but I had to. And I had to go get money for my dad to go
He's
to
like,
Kroger.
Christina, come on. You know, show the goods a little bit. We're
exactly
trying to get people to spend money.
and I asked him for money to go buy pads. And I didn't know where the pads were, so I ended up buying these pads for old people.
You bought.
So they were too big. So I bought like a bike cushion.
Nice.
And yeah. And
that
I
must
had
be scary. So
you know,
fucking
did you try
scary.
To did you try to insert it like a tampon? You didn't
no,
know?
No, tampons didn't come later. I wasn't putting anything up there. Mm-hmm.
How scary is it the first time?
Oh, I had a very traumatic pool party birthday invitation and I had my period and I had a box of tampons and I was just staring at it and I was like, no way. No way.
Nothing's going
Nothing's
in there.
Going inside.
How old were you at this time?
11.
You're still 11.
Yeah. You should be 11.
11 was a bad year for me.
When was the first time that you used a tampon? Tell us about it slowly.
15. No.
Come on.
You know, no, it hurt.
Grow up.
Do you believe?
I was clotting.
Slowly.
There was chunks of blood leaking from my vagina. Clotting.
I have a
lot
question. Do you think that, because I don't know, I haven't talked to like a geneticist or something, but like because of the monotone, because they're fucking with our...
Hold on, stop. Can you put dork music on? It's just not sexy at all.
No, but I'm just saying, like, wasn't it because of like all the Monsanto and the dairy, now women are developing earlier? Is that true?
I mean, that would make sense.
That is the creepiest Uncle Fett.
Yeah, you thought this was going to be dorky. And then
holy shit.
That's like one of two science facts I know. But I think that, isn't that a thing? I don't know. I don't know.
You know
the
more
girls are developing younger because of Monsanto.
Hey, I got to meet this Monsanto guy. Buy him a drink. Happy Indigenous People Day.
Yeah.
Antonio Monsanto, just the man I've been
wishing
looking
you
for.
A Happy Indigenous People Day. It's like it's a restaurant that only serves milk products.
Do you guys drink milk?
Not cereal.
Like
if I have cereal, not drink, but I'll do cereal.
Cereal, huh?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Dude, I'll fucking...
I can't do milk.
I don't even dunk my donuts in milk. What I'll do is I'll eat a donut, and then I'll chug milk to swish it down.
Oh my God.
Right out of the fucking...
Lewis has the heart of a fat guy. Just that he has to, like, work out all the time to not...
Just to be still fat.
Turn into fucking...
Be a little fat.
To turn into a not ripped guy.
Yeah, it's fucking wild. But yeah, I love a nice cup
of... man.
Ice cold glass. Here's the game changer. Organic milk. Organic milk
you
tastes
cuck.
Like fucking, it's just creamy magic. It's creamy magic. I love it. You don't Dude. Drink milk?
No, I can't do it.
Do you ever,
it tastes
do you ever,
gross to
do
me.
You ever drink it and then let it, like, you drink it too fast, like faster than you can swallow it, so then it spills out over your face and all over your boobs?
No.
Never?
Never.
Super cold brew, so there's no milk in there.
Nope.
You just like it straight up black.
Bold and smooth and black. Yep. Yeah. Sure, go.
This conversation is taking a turn.
Yeah, no, I was like, trying to serve it to you on a silver platter. Come on.
Come on. Bold and smooth and black.
I just get annoyed because it's like new fat shit is opening. And I just moved around here. There's like
what
a
fat shit?
There's like a corn dog restaurant
corn
across
dog.
The street. I'm like, why did I need that in my life right now? That like
corn dogs are solid.
Corn
yeah,
dogs.
Well, it's like
good.
Special like kind of corn dogs.
Oh, is it the Ooh. Korean one with like the potatoes on the outside?
I don't know. There's it's cheesy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the Korean one.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's time for another edition of What Are You Snacking On? Shannon. You
it's,
better
no. Pretend it's there.
Fine. That's the intro. It's right there. Go fuck yourself. What are you snacking on? All right. So what are you snacking on, Dan St. Germain? This is the new corn dog place. Sounds good.
Well, corn dog. I haven't had it yet. But what did I have last night? I had Japanese. I had ramen last night. So it wasn't totally awful. Like
beautiful. Where'd you get the ramen from? I love some ramen.
I don't know. My wife ordered it.
That's a woman thing, though. No guy gets ramen by themselves.
Oh, no.
It's really? Always a woman says, time to get some ramen.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not that mean. Bad for you, I don't think. Well,
I'm like, I need seven
what?
Hard-boiled Whoa. Eggs,
How'd
extra noodles.
Thank you.
What is that?
Who's coffee is this?
He said, you said, for... you said ramen, and our Asian guy got excited.
What?
He just came in.
Oh, thank you.
She's giving you confidence.
Christina, what are you snacking on?
Dried cherries. I
dried
gotta say,
cherries.
Dried cherries are like someone's fucking
Everything
in my mouth.
Everything you say is sexual.
How?
Well, first of all, I was already saying that before you said it's like someone's fucking in my mouth. You actually did say something sexual.
That's true.
dried strawberries is.
Dried
cherries
are
is a sexual.
Like, okay, edible panties. I've been eating edible panties.
It's a very sensual treat. You're like, just some
Sucking
dried
some
cherries. I put them in my mouth and I let them just disintegrate.
I could tie this down with my tongue.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's a sensual thing to be telling
the way I eat them is like I eat them yeah. like a goblin.
You eat them like popcorn.
No, I eat them like a goblin.
Not good.
Yeah, Not I good. Think it's great. What are you snacking on, Lewis?
What am I saying? Nothing.
Are you on a diet again?
Two fasting days per week.
You either starve yourself or eat donuts.
Or I'm binge eating like a fucking
Are you prepping for another fight or is this
too fast, always furious?
I am prepping for another fight. I'm still waiting for the contract from Jason Ellis. I spoke to him this morning.
When I have a question, because you guys know about fighting. Logan Paul is fighting
Mayweather.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Is there a WCW element to that because
yes.
of who? So, but would Mayweather
I'm not
truly
a fighting expert,
beat the
yes.
shit out of him?
Well, so who uses WCW as a reference?
I don't know. That's why I grew up on SmackDown.
This is strange.
That's what it's a.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
For Virginia
and
Beach.
Roddy yeah. Rowdy Piper.
Virginia
yeah.
Beach.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. 100%.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't know why
that's
I'm doing Giannis's gimmick.
There is. So yeah, there's like a pro wrestling element to it for sure. Yeah. They're going to really box. It's going to be an exhibition.
Is he going to really get the shit kicked out of him?
Yeah. Yeah. Mayweather's the best boxer of all time.
Well, he'll probably do what he did with Connor and like he'll
toy with
make
him
it go
why did he even
a
agree?
Round or two.
But
the
I don't
guy's
think
not a
so.
Fighter.
Because he's at other exhibitions. He fought some Asian dude.
Oh,
like
he just,
the
yeah, he just fucking destroyed
he just
that guy.
Leveled him. Yeah. So I don't think so. I think he did. He toyed with Connor a little bit because he could. But Connor was competitive. I don't think this guy's going to even be competitive.
The Paul brothers are the greatest wrestling heels in wrestling right now, even though they're not in wrestling. They're fantastic at what they do.
Yeah, people hate them.
Oh, yeah.
People hate
it's
them.
Such a great
it's
thing. It's
easy.
Like anyone who knows MMA knows like an MMA fighter in a real fight would beat the shit out of a boxer for the most part, you know. Like, but like, he's like, yeah, I'm only going to fight, you know, MMA fighters. It's the greatest heel move ever. And then just embarrass, piss off everybody who likes MMA. It's the greatest move.
We'll see what happens now. But look at that cute fucking dog. I hate it. It's making me sick.
Kevin?
I'm not calling him Kevin. His name's
fucking Kevin.
His name is Spot.
His name's
Can
Kevin.
I take a picture instead of my
You
wife?
May. You may.
Thank you.
Can we rename him? What are we going to name him?
No.
Chat, what are we going to name him?
Well, his caller says Kevin, so.
Oh, everyone's posting pictures of Christina in the live chat.
Posting pictures?
Yes, they like you.
Thank you.
They're hot photos.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No, yeah. There's one.
Oh,
here.
They're just finding photos of me.
They're finding photos from your Instagram, your view in bikinis and things.
Nice.
They really are creeps, guys. Keep. Don't...
Yeah, whatever. I knew what I was doing when I posted them.
I know it's fucking excellent. This one in a purple bikini. Anyway,
purple bikini.
Yeah,
it's like made out of dried cherries or.
Or pink? What color is that, Zach?
I don't know. That's like pink purple.
Oh, that's pink. Pink
purple. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, wow. Where did you get that from?
I don't know, but
damn, you got sleuths.
I'm not trying to be a creep right now. They're just
fucking no, no, you would never do that.
That was in my house. That wasn't a photo.
That's the cutout.
Jesus fucking Christ. Let's see. 38-year-old lunch lady arrested after having sleepovers with teenage boys doing booze, porn, and sex.
I want to interview a woman who fucks teenage boys so bad. Like, I want to know. Bitch. What it? Why?
Janice Gomez.
Come on.
It's got to be a fetish, right? It's got to be a thing.
I wanna know what goes on inside their heads. Like, well, what happened?
Didn't one of your friend's moms get in bed with you?
Yeah.
And yeah. How'd you feel about that at the time? And how do you feel now?
It was, it was weird. It was weird. She like just snuggled next to me. I told this story recently on another radio show, and somebody pointed it out to me because they were like, "Have you ever been molested?" And then I told the story. And then somebody was like, Lewis's story of being molested is just him being hugged by somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was, because I just rewatched Midnight Cowboy, which for some reason me and my wife decided to watch that the night before we came back to New York. But like,
nice.
I was like, there was all these like weird things going on with him and his mom. And you're like, did this happen to me with somebody? Like, you know, like, yeah, that like, I don't know.
Shannon, also, you didn't even fucking realize, this is my production team, with a little effort they put into the show. It's goddamn Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, wow.
Why are we not fucking celebrating?
Yeah, why don't we have margaritas?
Why don't we have margaritas? Why don't we have sombreros? Why is there not Mexican music playing?
But you don't drink, so I didn't want to tempt you.
I can be tempted. I don't drink.
Lewis, it's like reverse Dances with Wolves. You know what I mean? Like, where you got adopted by the Irish people instead of like the Irish guy getting adopted by the Native Americans or whatever.
I want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Thank you. All right, there we go. I mean, there's probably other Mexican music too, you fucking racist asshole.
Do you want to play all of it at once?
all the Mexican music. This is just the least appealing song on earth. Can I hold your dog?
I don't think he'd like that.
Yes, he would.
No.
Yes, he would.
Nah.
Christina.
Nah.
Let me hold him.
He doesn't like people.
He's Christina, very, he's hold. Like one of our dogs. Doesn't want any, he just wants his mom.
I bet you your dog would be fine with me holding him.
Bet you he wouldn't.
Can we see?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see.
This is going to go terribly.
I'll try.
He's going to bite me.
He didn't bite, but.
He is, that's a good looking Dachshund. Did
right?
you,
Hello,
I feel so like he ate something in, like a
he doesn't
rat.
Hate, he doesn't hate Lewis.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, did he eat poison? What's wrong?
I'm
a little concerned.
He kind of looks like Ted Danson a little bit.
Look how scared he looks.
He loves me. What are you talking about? This is fucking great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's got a base all dick.
Can I borrow him for
no,
a day?
Absolutely not.
Because I want to tell my son that I got him a dog.
That's
and then,
terrible.
I'll say that he ran away.
Fucking
I'll
terrible.
Say that he ran away, but then right. I get the accolades for getting him the dog.
Yeah.
No, and you're also the source of his greatest trauma.
No, it's fine. He's not going to fall that deeply in love with a dog in a day.
Does he wants a dog right now?
He wants a dog. Yeah. Look at him. He loves it.
He looks like.
Look at his dick.
Stop! Do not touch my dick. Stop! Lewis!
What?
Do not touch my dog's dick.
Oh, he's fixed, God. Isn't he?
Yes, that's
down.
Weird. He might.
She said,
I could
yes,
not deal with that.
You got to scratch him behind the ears.
No.
Make him comfortable.
Do not.
Can I suck
me.
Your dog's dick?
No!
Please!
No!
It would be, think about how funny would that be.
No!
You would be hilarious.
No, because then he's going to want me to suck his dick, and I don't want to do that.
First
guys, I'll suck his dick.
Okay, fine.
Christina, listen to me. Just think about this.
You are not sucking my dog's dick.
They will make a gif of me sucking your dog's dick that you get to have for the rest of
no.
your life.
No.
I feel like you could get prosecuted for that, right?
Yeah, that's no.
You
that's,
could actually
that's,
get prosecuted for sucking his dick.
Don't like, touch my
now,
dog's
now,
dick.
Now he wants to stay.
That's the worst episode of SVU ever.
Oh, let me suck it.
Don't, do not suck my dog's dick.
She's
oh
getting so upset.
I will.
It's so funny because
I will
moms,
seek revenge.
Dog moms are like, this is how I feel. If you picked up James and said, let me suck his dick, I'm like, do not suck his dick, Jack.
Right.
Put him down right now.
Guys,
stop it now.
Don't suck my son's dick.
But right
Come
now,
on.
If I had a dog, I wouldn't care if everyone sucked his dick.
Well, that's why you shouldn't
the
have a
dog.
The dog
wouldn't care.
God.
That's the difference. Okay. The kid cares. The dog wouldn't. Care.
You can pass my dog around like a trick.
Well, I'm glad you don't have one.
Okay, because you'll understand once you have a kid, you're not going to care about people molesting your dog.
I doubt that.
Get the kid off me, you fucking weirdo! You sick fuck!
Yeah, he's a little.
Come here, puppy. You are very cute. Can I have a kiss?
My wife loves your dog.
All right, go across the table to your mom.
Come here, buddy.
If he pisses right on my table, it'd be hilarious. I hope he does.
Oh, your shirt. Come here.
He comes back disheveled and undressed. Very,
he like, touched my fucking back.
This is like dog. Donald Sutherland in Animal House.
Look, he's, first of all, he came back to you a fucking more grown up man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's smoking a cigarette.
He knows what's going on.
Poor babe.
Okay, so let's see here. Curbside Karen faces hate crime for dialing 911 on Amazon driver and calling him the N-word after speeding.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
That's for the dog.
Oh.
Yeah, I get thirsty. I think my dick sucked, too.
Her yelling, do not suck my dog's dick. Do not.
Yeah, we got to clip that.
That should be in the show intro.
Do not suck Lewis down. No.
Do not suck his dick. Get off his dick right
it
now.
It is true, though. Like, dogs. I mean, Mike, I have a dog. Our 3-pound dog just fucks my arm every night. And
what?
Now I have to hold it.
Does he jizz?
Because
Kevin jizzed
no,
the other night.
He doesn't have jizz.
Well, so he got fixed.
It gets
fixed.
Wet, though. It gets wet.
Ew. So he
maybe
jizzes.
It is jizz.
Yeah,
I don't know,
because
I can't
Kevin
see it.
Kevin
I can taste
projectile
it, but...
jizzed.
It doesn't taste like jizz.
Kevin projectile jizzed a couple months ago, and he looked at me like, "What the fuck was that?" And I was like,
"He's
I don't fucking
fixed,
know."
Right?
He is fixed, but he it.
You can still shoot ropes.
Waterworks.
Gotcha. But how do they shoot ropes if they're fixed?
It. I don't know.
Is it just the fluid without?
It was
the
clear
in it?
Liquid. It was clear liquid. So yeah.
Like hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
My dog, much. He humps and then. He shits in my other dog's mouth. That's, it's like he's a real, real weird German
is that a
joke? Guy.
Yeah.
This is my dog.
He's an amico. Where did you get this dog?
He's just amico with a shirt that says dog
and a collar.
Dan's dog.
Is there a video of this curbside Karen? I hate the term Karen. I hate it.
Oh, that yeah. Well,
I wonder why.
I hate anyone named Karen.
Everybody's using it now.
Clearly.
Like, Democrats, Republicans, left, right. It's just become a thing now.
Let's see. Let's see
that
the
doesn't
video.
Mean anything.
Let's get some volume, too. Why
is
not?
Is this in right? L.A.? Oh, Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Well, it's because we've never had a mean thing to call white ladies before. Like, black chicks.
Karen, like, call something worse.
Yeah, but the black chick is always like, look at Shaniqua over here.
Right.
Now we have Karen.
All right, can we see it with some volume this time?
Can we see a white woman named Shaniqua?
That would be fun.
You should have a kid, Dan, and only have a daughter.
Shaniqua?
And do it.
All yeah, right. That would be that'd be a little rough for it. Some Rachel Dolezal shit.
News tonight at 9, a black delivery driver is going public tonight after he says he was racially profiled and harassed. Cell phone video here captured really intense moments after a Berkeley woman accused him of speeding. And then she and her boyfriend followed him yelling racial slurs.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm. Arrested a woman last week for a hate crime
well,
after
we didn't
that
see
fight
anything.
In North Berkeley. And that's where we find right now, Crown Forest Taylor.
That guy's so thin. He's like Slender Man, that guy.
That was news? That was the whole story?
That was like
Joey,
nothing.
Did you
that
even watch the fucking story?
Have you ever seen a Karen in real life? I'm like waiting for it. I'm like, I want to see him run in real
yeah,
life.
Yeah, every time
her.
I look in a mirror, I'm proudly a Karen. I asked to speak to a manager 4 times per week.
I mean, the Karen that came to mind for me was like, I was in L.A. at a Wingstop, and this woman on PCP ran in, and she like, shut the door, and she's
oh,
like, those angels
Karen.
Are coming! They're going to fucking kill all of us! And then she started saying the N-word all over.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, well, this isn't really... I guess this is a Karen, but it's like more of a meth Karen.
Can you be... I saw Karen in Murray Hill, but she was not white. She was Dominican. But she was yelling at these two black women to stop she was accusing these black women of stealing her groceries. And these chicks were like, I don't want your fucking pretzels, lady. And I stood there and I was like,
Oh, as a white woman, you got to stand down in that situation.
Well, no, I was like, do you guys need help? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? And they're like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, I'll just stay here and be a witness.
Yeah. I mean, look. You know, black chicks are the worst, so, you know, what am I going to do?
Well, it was fun to be in comedy for 3 days.
Yeah, what are we doing?
See you later.
We got to pretend that black chicks aren't fucking crazy.
Everybody's the worst.
Come on, dog. You know, we, like, black chicks, you know.
would annihilate you.
9 out of 10 times, they're being the worst. What do you want me to say?
That's not true.
Nope.
All the way back to high school, like the lunchroom. Holy fuck.
I'm going to say there's not it like is... terrible black they women, loud. But it's not a, that's not a rule. Yeah,
they were obnoxious. They used to make fun of me.
Yeah, well, rightfully so. That's not like, oh, you got eviscerated by it.
You white people, I feel bad for you. But you got to sit here and act like black chicks are just fucking... just innocent and sweet. Yeah. They're fucking mean.
Those are their names.
Innocent and sweet.
But if you're a Latino guy, you get more license that you can't be a white person and say that. You're like.
Go onto a bus in New York City. Black chicks are annoying as fuck.
Lewis, you're like Blade. You can make fun of both groups.
Yes. You know? I watch white people squirm and be like, ah, oh, these black chicks were being fucking rambunctious. Shut up.
You're like Blade. You were inside your father.
I can't stand you.
I do. No. So the worst woman I think I've ever had to deal with was in an Uber pool, and it was a Russian broad.
Ooh.
They can't swim. Oh, what? The black chick.
Oh.
I didn't get there fast enough.
Jesus Christ.
Every once in a while, Lewis will surprise you with a Sesame Street joke.
And,
be like, dark,
jeez,
pool, swim.
I got picked up after her, and I was coming here, which is in the Village, and she was going to like 53rd Street, and she started crying and screaming in the pool that she wasn't being dropped off first.
Oh my God. Ugh.
And
does she have a Russian accent?
And she goes, it was like 10 a.m. She goes, "This is not fair. I get first. Why he get dropped off? I need to call Uber and say, not fair."
Was she hot or ugly?
No, awful older woman. And started crying. Amazing. And she goes, "This is no fair." It was like 10 in the morning. She goes, "I do not get there till 3 p.m. now.
3 p.m.?"
And she was throwing like a full crying fit. She goes, "Give me number for Uber. I call them." And it was this girl driving, and she's like, "Hey, I have to deal with the app said." She goes, "It's not good."
Oh man, God. What a fucking.
And then
job.
She turned to me. She goes, "Please tell her to drop me off first." And I went, "That's not how Uber pools work."
Yeah.
I do not understand these Uber. And she's full on cried and screamed the
entire
ride.
You're right. Russian chicks are the worst. Can you pull up the video of those two black chicks murdering their Uber driver? Do you remember that? Where they murdered the... You don't really have to pull the
there's
video.
But then there's that white Uber driver who shot everybody in...
that makes sense.
...Colorado.
And a lot of them raping.
A lot of them be raping. People are just all over the place. It's just...
Everyone's a little Looney Tunes.
No, today we are focusing specifically on black women.
Nope.
See? No, it's okay. You're right. You guys are right.
I refuse to take the bait.
My wife's
every
like, don't say anything that gets you into trouble. They cut to like, no, it's only black women. We're going after
I refuse to take the
That's
bait.
That's
going to
be taken.
Every time I've ever been in an Uber pool with a black woman and they drop her off more than a block away from her destination, she will start screaming that she is pregnant. I've had it happen so many times. You know, like Uber pool, like you walk a few blocks?
Yeah, yeah.
Drop you off at the. I've never taken an Uber pool.
They don't exist anymore. But when you can still do Uber pools. It'd be like, can you walk a few
approximate locations?
And if they did not get dropped off at their door every single time, I don't know if they were or not, but every single time it's ever happened,
pregnant.
It's always been, "You ain't gonna drop me on my door. I'm 6 months pregnant."
Sounds like some shit.
So, I mean, look, it's a good tactic. I mean,
I love watching Dan react to everything you're saying.
You know?
Dig that hole, baby. Dig it.
Listen, I'm saying, here's the fact, okay? In the world, and I really mean this, okay? Let me make this very clear.
Sincere time, yeah.
There's a lot of bad people in the world. Every race, every creed, every color, man, woman, black, white, fucking Russian,
indigenous,
Asian,
straight, gay,
indigenous, gay, straight, whatever it is. There's a lot of bad people.
Yeah.
But on today's episode of the Real Ass Podcast, we are solely focusing on bad black women.
No, this is the safe Louis Gomez podcast.
I opt out.
How they can be better.
Nah.
I am not touching this with like a 10-foot bowl attached to a 10-foot pole.
I've been down this road.
Christina knows. She's a little bit rope-a-dope.
Christina's like, "I'm never going against black women again."
You got in trouble saying it was fun to fuck one.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they got in trouble for fetishizing black men, which is hilarious to me. Hilarious. But you don't even talk about it? She doesn't even talk about it.
Yep. She fetishized him. She made a little doll with a spear and pointy teeth.
Shut up, dude.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I have any privacy.
I just felt her getting canceled from that. Like, it bounced off like a ricochet bullet.
Well, the only person I'm a fan of is Beyonce. Like, I have like a Beyonce tattoo. Like, I'm like a big... And the worst thing that was said to me was, Beyonce hates you. And I was like, oh, man.
Beyonce.
That's funny because I have a Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks.
Ooh, woke.
Think about somebody else. take her, not me.
Yeah. Well, you should have got that Rosa Parks tattoo on your front, not on your back.
Yeah. The front butt. It's the front butt tattoo.
I have a Chris Brown tattoo on my knuckles. Yeah, I'm really just trying to celebrate. The accomplishments.
Man, talk about a guy you can't cancel.
Yeah.
Chris Brown. That guy.
That motherfucker's back.
Why don't you think?
Because he's just such a good dancer.
I don't think his fans give a shit.
That he beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Yeah.
What rapper it comes with the territory. Nobody gives a fuck. Dr. Dre almost fucking beat that lady to death.
Well, it's not every rapper, but Dr. Dre did throw that woman down a flight of stairs.
Wow.
Yeah, like, nobody gives a fuck.
I do. I think that's very fucked up.
Would you support Chris Brown?
No.
That's it. You're out of the Chris Brown business.
Yeah. I just think of Rihanna's.
Well, he's here right
face.
Now.
I don't even know the story, really, what happened. I just know that he beat the shit out of her. That's
Rihanna,
all I heard.
Yeah. There's pictures of like her fucking face like
it's
fucked
bad.
Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was real bad.
Yeah, it's gross.
What did she do though?
Jeselnik has talked. A really funny bit of. Have you ever heard Jeselnik's bit about it?
No, but it's
really
sure it's good.
It's fucked up, but it's really good. She goes, "All right, imagine it was like he does the whole act out. I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, and then the second time she throws your phone out the window, you realize this is the same bitch who wrote that song Umbrella." It was just all about how much he hated Umbrella.
That's funny. Yeah, he's able to make a comeback. My hope is that one day I could dance well enough that I can beat the shit out of my girlfriend.
Mel Gibson.
He beat a chick?
He came back. No, I'm just thinking like who was able
he
to come back.
He just said some bad things that we all think. he's guilty of being in our heads. It was like he was living a real life version of what
you
women
really
want, but it was
can't
what
get canceled.
Yeah.
What Lewis wants, Mel Gibson. Yeah.
Have you seen him in real life? His face is like, it's like the aggro crack in Guts. There's so much
really?
Itchy itch. He looks great. I mean, for like a 60-year-old dude, he looks great, but it's definitely like he's on the Stallone shit for sure.
Well, yeah, and then Mark Wahlberg beat the shit out of an Asian guy in like a straight up hate crime, right?
Blinded him.
Yeah. When was that?
Dental floss.
Yeah. They canceled like three Bravo celebrities during that whole thing, but he got away. He was fine, and he actually committed a hate
crime.
It's
weird that some of them just
before
like, get away with it. Like, so, like it doesn't stick for some reason with some people. It doesn't seem like there's any rhyme or reason. It just seems like you have to maybe make the right plays behind the scenes.
Or not give them the weapon.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like call people out
and then have your own. Yeah.
Somebody like Callan, right? Who was canceled recently. Like, he's still working. Like, he just sort of like said, fuck it. No, I'm not going to allow you to cancel me. I'm not apologizing. I'm not going to sit here and fucking. So I think you sort of have to. You almost have to like just because the news cycle, people get so bored that I think if you just weather the storm and say, fuck this, it's not real. Your fans are going to stick around. And then the people that are getting off on being a part of the cancel mob,
right.
They've just moved on to the next thing because you can get off more on if people are sort of getting behind
fresh,
it.
Yeah.
You know who it's funny. Like, yeah. Cause you're saying that. And it's like the only ones who like, it's like if one thing happens, yeah, I keep going. The only ones it's like Kevin Spacey, it's like, well, he's not canceled now. Now he's just in the beginning stages of getting prosecuted by the government. You know what I mean? It's like there is a threshold where it's like, okay, now it's not cancellation. Yeah.
Now
it's just
legal.
Like, okay, we're just waiting for the search warrants at this point.
Oh, a search warrant on Kevin Spacey. That's got to be juicy.
Yeah,
God,
lot,
I used to be so attracted
written.
To him.
Really?
Yeah, American Beauty. I was
Beauty,
like,
yeah. Well,
that
I was like the dad fan.
That was my first porn scene. Like, oh, my God. God, that scene. Ugh.
It's so funny.
Still,
the way.
Still hot.
It's so funny.
Like, we all jerked off to that scene for different reasons.
Yes, we did.
I just like flowers.
It's a common denominator. The roses.
That bitch Mina Savari had a big old forehead, though. I was not into that chick.
House of Cards. He
there he is.
There's that scene in House of Cards where he goes down on Kate Mara, who's super nice. I don't know why I had to like say
she's
that.
She's
so
nice.
But like it's like clearly like a gay dude going down on a girl because he's just like it's like the least sexual thing I've ever seen in my life.
He was convincing in American Beauty.
Not in this. This just looks like he's like hiding like behind her pussy, like he's playing hide and seek. He's not going down on her.
Who was your first crush as a kid?
Probably a friend's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's some creepy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a creepy girl.
Hell yeah.
The toy guy who brought, is there another Toy Depot guy who brings your dad toys? I don't know how that works.
No, you know what? I was in love with Tom Cruise from, but Cocktail Tom Cruise.
He was handsome then.
He was a handsome motherfucker.
He was always just sort of like.
Top Gun?
Yeah, he
basic.
Yeah, I think he also like was not threatening ever because
no,
he didn't want to fuck
so, he was so little.
Women he was with.
He was
you
so
know?
Little. Yeah, he didn't want. Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush, Dan?
First World Trade Center bomber. No, I can't. I'm trying to think of like I remember the first like porno thing we passed around was like a Photoshop of like Jennifer Love Hewitt. It wasn't Jennifer Love Hewitt. It was her face like clearly on another girl's body, you know? And we all looked at that and then it got ripped in half and we still looked at it. Like we passed around the tits, you know? I'm like, this is just like a now like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. But yeah, I think I'm trying to think. You know who I was really into? That girl from Mallrats, Claire Fiorini. Remember her? She was in Meet Joe Black.
Well, please, should pull her up. I don't remember.
She's really pretty. But this wasn't like Mallrats a fuck thing. And then like you know, Pam, obviously like Pamela Anderson and shit.
Yeah, that was everyone's.
That was everybody. You know, like that is just like a fuck thing. But that Claire Fiorini, yeah, it was that girl from Mallrats.
The one that got
shit.
Away. You still love her. I see it on your face. Look at his face. Look at the way he's looking at
her.
Yeah, so she tears go down my
face. The one that only remembers to drop her British accent through half of Mallrats.
Oh, that's right. Wow. Yeah. And then me, ouch.
Fun fact.
I just rewatched it.
Yeah, I think it was probably my first, like as a little kid, it was probably Christina Ricci in
Casper,
definitely.
No, not even in Casper. It was in.
In that one where she fell in love with the retarded guy?
Ghost World.
Pumpkin.
None of these movies, no. Real? The Addams Family. Little Wednesday Addams, little gothy Wednesday Addams. I was because I was maybe 10 and I just had like a little secret crush on her.
If we're going back that, when I was a little kid, I probably liked the girl from My Girl or whatever, probably.
Anna Chlumsky.
Anna Chlumsky.
Yeah. Who was in Veep. And no, really, she's great on Veep.
No. Anna Chlumsky was a goofy bitch.
She wasn't a goofy bitch. She was cute.
She was like cute, goofy, you know?
You don't know.
Yes, I do. I have eyes.
You were into her performance and the art and you fucking probably like Macaulay.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
That's who I named Kevin after.
Really?
From Home Alone. It's Kevin McAllister Hutchinson. That's his full name. I like all the Culkins.
They're sucking off Kevin.
Were you attracted to Macaulay Culkin like later, like after 18 as an adult?
All the Culkins.
I can't help but think that I'm forgetting something. Yeah. It's just me.
Get your dick out of Lewis's mouth. I can't believe my baby's so impure.
I know my crush.
Who was it?
The shoveler from Home Alone.
Bird lady
the
from
lady
Tim.
From the yeah.
Klumsky. Now Klumsky was a poor man's
Alex Mack.
No, a poor man's.
Oh, Alex Mack, what a babe.
What's her name from Boy Meets World?
Topanga. Oh, Topanga.
What if I said someone that was like way too like you guys just realized, like wait a minute I was like I'm like Abigail Breslin you're like wait that
ew,
timing
ew.
That doesn't.
There was a chick on a show called Kids Songs. I used to watch
what
a show
fuck?
Kids Songs. It was like. PBS show.
That sounds like a Lou Pearlman like produced.
And I used to, this one chick was so beautiful. I just remember being like, I want to meet her one day. Like I just used to love this fucking girl.
Oh.
I bet she's done
you
nothing.
You probably wrote her a letter.
I bet you right now she would fucking jump at the opportunity to be with Puerto Rican. I was like, no, it's not her.
Mm-mm.
It's not her. You got to pull up other girls. She had brown hair. She had big old eyes.
Casey Anthony? Anthony was pretty hot even though Yeah. You know, that makes me feel.
What did she do? Killed somebody?
She killed her kid.
Oh, come on. Just one?
She killed her kid and then somehow blamed it on her dad molesting her. It was like a whole convoluted, but she got off.
Oh, good for her.
When her dad molested her?
or her husband.
I don't know if she
did,
but she definitely killed that kid.
Yeah.
She got
How'd she kill a kid? I forget this case.
I forget. I think it was okay. I think it was strangulation, but I'm not sure.
Tackled to death.
Oh.
Yeah. He had a nut allergy. She just dropped him a bag of peanuts.
My crush was the big comfy couch girl, Lunette.
What?
The clown.
I thought you just meant
couch.
The chair from Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I thought it was any couch that you sat on.
That girl?
Is this girl?
This her?
Nope.
Damn it.
Really? You think a half black, half Asian girl was my childhood
crush?
Brown hair,
big eyes.
Grow up. Grow up.
What fucking...
I'd rather fuck the alien next to her.
Oh, my God.
The fuck out of here, doggy. This bitch was pure white gold.
Oh, Jesus.
Even as a child, I knew that white was right. I remember being like, wow, look at this white chick.
I want to see you in
holy shit,
that
she's
Django
white.
Django Unchained Leonardo DiCaprio outfit.
No, you're just pulling up a bunch of hot children. Now stop it.
With all these budgets.
Stop tempting us.
Christ.
Also, like,
please.
Budget-ass, like, cartoon, like, furry Muppets.
Shannon, please, what are you snacking on was before?
Yeah, kid, this, you gotta go kid songs from the 90s. I think this brand probably went through a few different iterations. I bet you it's out there. Yes!
Is that her, the girl on the right?
That's my bitch. That was my bitch.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Maybe it wasn't. Who are these fucking alien things? Who are those things?
I don't know.
Yes, that's right. Those things were in it. That's her for sure. Yes. Who is she? What is she doing now? She's the one that got away. We need to fucking connect
She's
me with her.
She's probably in a den of some kind.
She's fucking fat.
In a cult.
Gross.
She's a patron already.
I guarantee she's
You're
fucking...
You want to kiss me?
Yuck. Yuck.
Come on down.
Can we find out more about her? Where is she at,
some
man?
Some fucking fat, awful woman. My husband loves your podcast.
her husband would love your fucking podcast.
Who was your first crush, though? Do you remember that?
My first crush in...
like you're in a real life person.
Adam Pittman.
My first crush.
Colleen Caprio. That's a good
Hawkeye
name. That's a good Hawkeye.
Definitely hot, hot little boy.
Ruthie Rivera.
A non-white.
Yeah, that was my first crush.
Wow.
Rudy Rivera?
Rudy. He was a Jewish football player.
Yeah, was Rudy Rivera.
Ashkenazi?
No, Ruthie Rivera. That was my first in the fourth grade. Like, I was like...
Fourth grade is when you get that
first...
Fourth grade
is my first crush.
Real first crush.
Yeah, like, you're like this is what happiness is? Ooh, I like this.
Just looking at her like would make your heart swell. You're like...
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like fourth grade crushes didn't produce like boner. You just like really just wanted to be around them.
Then I remember one time she was wearing like a loose shirt and I could see down her shirt. And I told all the other boys in the class, I was like, if you look at, you can see down Ruthie's shirt right now. And then somebody told her. And then she told on me. Then I got in trouble for looking down Ruthie's shirt.
Oh, I'm glad you got in trouble.
Fourth
That's
grader
nice.
With this fucking Dwayne the Rock Johnson mustache.
what'd your teacher say to you?
They were like, I don't really remember. Like, what do you even do? It's like, I'm sorry that my eyes...
Don't look at her tits. Yeah.
My eyes went into a direction in the earth.
Way to blow it for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like a Big Mouth Gomez over here.
Stitches get stitches.
I'm sorry that my fucking eyes went into a certain direction. Now, sure, my mouth didn't have to tell other kids' eyes to go in that direction.
Bubble
either.
In your throat.
I'm going to cry. I'm thinking about Ruthie right now. Do we have any more information about the kids' songs, girl?
No, Joey is searching through the entire cast. The picture I found, the link takes me just to the songs. So we're searching.
I mean, I'd love to hear some of those songs.
Yeah, let's hear a song.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. That was one of the songs they sang today. And then they were all like dancing little sketches.
Okay. Aw.
Put me in, coach. I can't afford business class.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. All right, well. We're gonna wrap this one up here in a few minutes. We got about 5 minutes left here. If we could find this picture of this hot child, we could really.
Do you know that song "Hot Child in the City"? That recently came to my attention. I didn't know that was a song.
Was that about a hot child?
The lyrics are "Hot Child in the City."
Hot child.
Summer in the city.
Like a child could be a 40-year-old if it's like an 80-year-old saying it, right?
No, it's like it was like
if it's an old black lady.
No, there's a you know that
child.
No,
child.
It was a man.
I need some lemonade, child.
It wasn't that.
Whoopi Goldberg in the Stand.
Hot Child in the City.
Danger in the Shape of Something Wild.
Yeah, it was sung by Nick Gilder.
She's a hungry child.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's pedophilia. That was just a guy saying, like, I want to fuck this little kid.
Hot child in the city. Hot child in the city.
No one knows who she is or what. Like, what the fuck? The song's fucked up.
So young to be loose.
I mean, mostly, yeah. I'm impressed by how little lyrics the song. He keeps going back to the hot child well.
I mean, that was just loud and proud.
Hot child stuck in a well.
Hot child stuck in a well.
That's your Pornhub search.
All right. Well, look, if you guys know that girl from Kid Songs and you can connect me and her in life, I'll leave my girlfriend for her right now.
Nice.
You think she's hot now? Because we were roughly the same age. She's 40. You got to figure there's no way. Isn't it a shame? Like, I'm the hottest version of myself right now. And this poor bitch, she
might be.
We'll see.
Yeah, maybe she got like a divorce or something.
Yeah, found herself again.
We can only hope.
I feel like with guys to stay attractive, like when you get older, it's just don't get too fat, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, yeah. it's a little gray hair.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
You stay in shape. It's kind of hot. You're more confident. You're sure of yourself. If any girl fucked me when I was 23, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You retarded woman.
Unless you're really hot. Like if you're a 23-year-old hot guy.
No, I was not attractive. I would fuck chicks. I was not attractive. I lived in filth. I said shitty apartments, no money,
right.
No nice anything. No,
our bar is very low.
Yeah.
Just thank whatever monster she was with before you.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. Well, young girls, they just don't know.
Until.
Young girls just don't fucking know. You know?
And
by the time they know, they've aged themselves out of the fucking market.
Mm, how many people do you think are taken care of, like that sugar baby stuff in New York? How many...
Exceptionally more than we'd be aware of.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, man. What do you mean? A sugar baby thing? You mean just the chick who fucks some rich
guy? You know, like in like Uncut Gems, Sandler's girl, like that kind of thing.
That's a lot.
Or a young guy who has an older gay lover.
I just was older and I didn't have like a meaningful relationship, I would strictly date young hot chicks who I knew was using me for my money.
You would be fine.
It's a big market.
Who cares?
Yeah, as long as you don't get jealous. You're both benefiting.
Yeah, right? It's fine. And then if I catch her doing cocaine with the weekend in the bathroom, I'll fucking...
You just put her in her place and smack her in the face.
Exactly. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Love you guys for coming out. Love you guys for being on the show. Christina Hutchinson, Dan St. Germain.
Thanks for having me.
Two of the fucking best guys.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys support them and all of their endeavors. We will check you guys on Friday. Shannon, who's on Friday?
Anthony Zenhauser and Mike Figgs.
Hell yeah, dude. Figgs and Zenhauser on Friday. We'll check you then. Thank you very much for watching. Good night.
That's all, folks.